Parshat Bahalotcha, titling it Responsible and Honest. There's a joke that's going around, perhaps it's a very old one, about a person that says, my mother always thought that I was responsible. I'm a responsible person. What she meant to say was anything that would go wrong in the house or in school or in the streets with friends, she should say, you're responsible. In the parsha of Miriam speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu contrasts Moshe to Aaron and Miriam. And Kadosh Baruch Hu uses a terminology, Bechol Beiti Ne'eman. He is Ne'eman in all of my house. It means in everything that belongs to me, the entire world. So the question is, what does he mean that he's Ne'eman? Does it mean responsible, reliable, trustworthy, dependable, honest? The Rashbam writes, seemingly on this line, Kavua umiyusad kol sha'abayom. He's always there. In other words, I want to tell you something, Aaron and Miriam, and I'm putting it in the Torah. I want you to understand how the persona of Moshe Rabbeinu is totally different. He is there with me totally, always. It's interesting, the Netziv, the HaMikdavar, has a totally different approach. His approach is, it's some sort of like a relationship. Moshe Rabbeinu is trusted totally by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet there's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he totally trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu trusts God. Not only God trusting Moshe, but Moshe trusting God. The Alkut Lekach Tov brings a number of examples of, especially in the Briska family. One example was that the HaMikdavar is that Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Shem HaMeforash, the holy name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we all know from the tradition by using that name all different types of miracles could take place, that Moshe could have used HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and nothing would have happened in the Midbar, no Egel, no nothing, and the Jews immediately would have gone to Eretz Yisrael. But that's not what Moshe did. Moshe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me what to do. I'm not going to initiate anything new of my own. And the Alkut Lekach Tov brings from the Brisker Rav, the same concept was with Bezalel. Bezalel could have used the Shem HaMeforash in terms of building the Mishkan. Okay? But he ends up the Yalkut Lekach Tov by quoting the Brisker Rav by saying, Ein ba'olam rak tzivui Hashem. The only thing in this world that counts is the commandment, it's the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beli shum cheshbonot. Don't make any cheshbonis, any looking for different ways. Well, maybe if I do it this or that and the other thing, would be more creative. Zui derech ha'emet shel Torah. That's the way the Torah is. But let's get back to the Rashbam and to what we see as simple shat b'chol beiti ne'emanu. That Kodesh Baruch is saying, I could trust Moshe totally. And perhaps that's a message to us in our personal lives, that when we create a relationship with someone, let's say a friendship, that friendship has to be based on nemanus. That in that friendship, I'm reliable, I'm trustworthy, I'm honest, I'm dependable. And not the way my mother would say about me, but I'm responsible. That's what marriage is all about. And a good relationship in business is based upon that concept too. He writes on this, should be able to take these messages from the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes Moshe Rabbeinu as an ideal for us as human beings, what we should use as a guiding light to improve ourselves, improve the world, and everything within it. Amen.